Before you're seated, all I want you to do is this. I do believe that what we just heard about shouting down the walls and even from Nikki Gumbel's foundational teaching regarding the impetus of what drives us to do what we do in sharing the gospel. Let's do one quick exercise. It's a mathematical equation. Here it is, real quick. I discovered throughout the journeys that the size of your praise is directly proportional to the magnitude of the hell that God took you out of. So let me repeat that. The size of your praise is directly proportional to the magnitude of the hell that God took you out of. So if God took you out of a little hell, feel free to give him a little praise. But if he saved you, if he delivered you, if he healed you, if he changed your life, then you give God your highest. If he set you free, if he placed your feet on solid ground, if he saved your family, if he filled your house with his glory, then you give God your highest. Here's God's word, the word of the Lord. John chapter 9, verse 1. As Jesus was walking, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Verse 6, very unorthodox. He spit on the ground. That's messy. He made mud with the saliva, more messy. And he spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He spread the mud over a man who was already blind. This is technically, do your biblical due diligence, arguably the first double-blind study in the Bible. I'm here all week. Number 7, he told them, go wash yourself. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. I want to speak tonight. Today is about new strategies. So permit me to share the following word. When you open your eyes to the new, the mess becomes a miracle. The process is temporary, but the promise is permanent. The mess becomes a miracle. Before you're seated, high five the person you like the most and tell them the mess will become a miracle. High five the other person, the one you barely tolerate, and tell that person, get ready to see the mess become a miracle. How many believe that by the time you get home, the mess will be a miracle? You may be seated. Point number one I want to share with you. Open your eyes to what you have never seen before. The new thing. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. For this man was not losing his sight. This man did not lose his sight. He never had it in the first place. He was born blind. This circumstance facilitates the environment for Christ to reveal a functional, ontological extension of the creative nature of providence. In other words, with the woman that had the issue of blood, he gave her back her health. With the indolent man at Bethesda, he gave him back his walk. With Lazarus, he gave him back his life. But with this man in John chapter 9, Jesus did not give him something he lost. Jesus gave him something he never had in the first place. There is a difference between God restoring something you had and God giving you something you never had in the first place. Our God is not only the God that restores. Our God is the one that gives us what we never had before. He is the Lord of the new thing. So as we speak about reaching everyone, as we make room for an unprecedented harvest, as we strategize towards 2033, we must embrace the word of the Lord from Isaiah 43:19. I am about to do something new. I have already begun. Do you not see it? Some of us focus our time in attempting to get back what we lost when we should be asking God to give us what we never had in the first place. God is not interested in renovating our past. He is committed to releasing our future. So stop asking God to restore what you want. Make room for God providing, giving you something you never had. Here's the question we have to ask ourselves. In our families, in our faith, in our generation, in our nations, in our continents, are we ready to see what we have never seen before? Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot deny that in the past 3 years all around the world, as Nikki referenced, we have seen in our generation, arguably, what we have never seen before. We saw the effects of a global pandemic that killed millions. We saw the ruins of racial and social unrest, destroying properties, families, dividing communities, and fragmenting the church. We witness and continue to bear witness to a culture that insists in silencing everyone and everything, that refuses to toe the line of a morally relativistic ideological worldview that runs counter to the Word and Spirit of God. We saw and we continue to see a generation targeted by the spiritual architects of darkness with the message that there is no such thing as truth, holiness, God-defined identity, righteous sexuality, and personal responsibility. We saw the mess, and we see the mess. If you go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and even have a conversation with ChatGPT, you will see the mess. But what if I tell you that in our families, in our faith, in our generation, in our nations, in our continents, we are about to see the mess become a miracle? Empower 21, get ready. Filled with the Holy Spirit, en el nombre de Jesús, por fe. As we reach everyone with the gospel, we must believe and prepare for the mess to become a miracle. Just like the blind man in John chapter 9 saw what he never saw before, we need to get ready to see what we have never seen before. In every nation, in every generation, in all aspects of our lives, in the lives of your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, we need to make room to see what we have never seen before. Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? John 11:40, what no eye has seen, what no ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, is what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9, something is happening. Let me give you some evidence. From my context, America, this year has been an interesting year. The year began with a professional American football player, Damar Hamlin, who died on Monday Night Football. He dies. Both teams coalesce around him. They pray for him. He comes back to life.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
That's not my wording. It's Damar Hamlin who said God brought him back to life. The very next day on ESPN, America's premier sports network, in the middle of a live broadcast, a broadcaster for the first time interrupts the program, looks around and says, "This may not be right, but I feel like praying." He prays live on national television on ESPN. And he prays about the power of God to heal. Immediately after that, after surveys were published regarding Generation Z, indicative of the fact that, just like Nikki referenced, it's a generation hungry, seeking, but it is, according to surveys, the generation least committed to our Christian worldview. It seems like God never got the memo, because immediately after what I just laid out, in Asbury, Kentucky, God basically said, one more time, tell me, what generation is the one that's not committed to me? Uh-huh, that one. And then the Holy Spirit shows up in Asbury, Kentucky. Immediately after that, my friend Greg Laurie releases a movie about the Jesus Revolution. It was expected to make about $7 million. It already made over $50 million, with a hunger to see God do it again. And then we find ourselves in this amazing city, a group of Christ-centered, Bible-based, Holy Spirit-empowered, devil-rebuking, demon-binding, atmosphere-shifting, mountain-moving, truth-preaching, wound-healing, love-bearing, authentic worshiping, Holy Ghost people. We have gathered with this crazy vision of delivering the gospel of Jesus to everyone by 2033. If we believe this clarion call, if we believe this righteous mandate, if we get this right, then we need to get ready. We are about to see more people come to Jesus than ever before in human history. I'm going to repeat that one more time. We are about to see more people come. We are about to see our prodigal sons and daughters come back home. Let me repeat that. We are about to see our prodigal sons and daughters come back home. We are about to see Christ-centered, Bible-based, Spirit-empowered societal architects and cultural reformers rise up and change the world. We are about to see once again light overcome darkness, love defeat hate, and truth silence lies. We're about to see the glory of God fill the earth. Vamos a ver la gloria de Jesús llenar la tierra. And how do I know? How can we? Is that hype? Is that emotional exuberance? Is that some sort of just prophetic spaghetti on the proverbial wall? Luke 1:37. The word of God never fails. Hebrews 10:23. God can be trusted to keep his promise. Job 2:28, Acts 2:17, in the last days, God never said, I might, I may, or I hope to consider. He said, I will. Europe needs to get ready. Africa needs to get ready. Asia needs to get ready. America needs to get ready. Latin America needs to get ready. Oceania needs to get ready. God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So let's come in agreement. The next thing to fill the nations will not be COVID-21 or 22. The next thing to fill the earth will be the glory of Jesus. How many truly believe? Ooh, Señor, ayúdanos, Padre, en nombre de Jesús. How many believe that Europe's mess is about to become God's miracle? How many believe that Asia's mess is about to become God's miracle? How many believe that Africa's mess is about to become God's miracle? How many believe that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? Latin America, Oceania, if you believe it, praise like you actually believe. Lift up your right hand. Your family mess, your home mess, your relational mess, your health mess, your generational mess will become God's miracle. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, he who called you is faithful to do it. When the mess becomes a miracle, we step into a season of instead of. Let's do something a little bit different here. Lift up both hands. We're just coming in agreement prophetically. We are a spirit and power conference, so instead of riots, revival. Instead of lockdowns, open heavens. Instead of strife, unity. Instead of hatred, love. and straight of relativism, truth. Instead of confrontation, conversations. Instead of political affiliation, prophetic designation. And instead of storming the Capitol, we're about to storm the gates of hell in the name of Jesus and take back. Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I'm about to see what I've never seen before. In my family, in my faith, in my relationship, in my church, in my community, in my thinking, in my actions, in my words, in my surroundings, in my nation, in my generation, in my continent, as I witness to everyone, I'm about to see the glory of Jesus like I have never seen it before. Praise like you believe what you actually just... Let me show you something real quick here. Number two, you're taking any notes, and good luck with that. Open your eyes to God's Spirit. That He spit on the ground, made mud with his saliva, and spread the mud. Here it is. Let's illustrate that real quick. And this is Eli Bonilla Jr. He leads our Next Gen movement for our network, for the Latino Evangelical Church in America. He's amazing and very humble. Never told me to plug his book. It's called Mixed on Amazon.com. Get it today. So just real quick, put the mud, spread the mud real quick. Just spread the mud. This is a nice illustrated sermon. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Can see all obstacles in my way. Beautiful, beautiful. Here it is. Yep, that actually happened. Very unorthodox. Because Jesus, all he had to do was, Jesus could have easily, there's a blind man, and Jesus easily could have done this. And perfect healing, right? Not even this. There's a blind man, Jesus. Let me think it. Be healed. Boom. But no, he gets into this process. The God of the process is the same God of the outcome. The God of the wait is the same God of the suddenly. The process is temporary, but the promise is permanent. Do not make the temporary permanent. Do not confuse what you're going through with where you're going to. So Jesus spits. This is holy hay fever. He spits. The spit, it's just unorthodox, not highly recommended for liability purposes. He spits what lied embedded in the spittle of Jesus. What was in his spit? His what? Literally what? Scientifically, physiologically, biologically, what was in his spit? His DNA. No joke, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus took his DNA. The DNA, not of Sam Rodriguez, but the DNA of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Host of Hosts, and Prince of Peace. He takes his DNA and he places his DNA upon the eyes of a man who was born blind. In other words, with your DNA, you can't see anything. With my DNA, you're about to see my glory. With your DNA, you're a victim. With my DNA, you are more than a conqueror. With your DNA, you have perpetual trauma. With my DNA, you have a powerful testimony. It is the DNA. He literally placed his DNA. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died, resurrected, and ascended. Not to place his spittle upon us, but rather to place his spirit inside of us. Amsterdam, we're not filled with a spittle of opinions, feelings, social constructs, or ideologies. We are filled with the Spirit of Almighty God. And not just any spirit, the same identical spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Not a kindred spirit, not a derivative spirit, not a similar spirit, not the cousin of the brother of the uncle of the spirit, but the same identical spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us. If you have that spirit, you have power, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. If you have that spirit, you are free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. If you have that spirit, you are anointed, 1 John 2:27. If you have that spirit, you live a holy life, Galatians 5:16. And if you have that spirit, you can say with unbridled certainty, in the presence of the spirit of Pharaoh, Jezebel, Goliath, in the presence of the spirit of Babylon, in the presence of the spirit of Herod, and every contrarian spirit, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If you are filled with that spirit, praise like you're filled with that spirit. If you are sealed with that spirit, pray like it. If you are comforted by that spirit, worship like it. If you're anointed by that spirit, preach like it. And the final point as we land is, open your eyes to God's original design. He did not just spit. He actually went to the ground first. He went to the ground first, to the dirt. What did God make man out of? He went to the original blueprint. Genesis 2:7. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. Plans for good, not for harm, to give you a future and a hope. You and I were born again according to the motto of the second Adam, not the first. 1 Corinthians 15:45. God has a plan for you, for your children, for your city, for your nation, for your continent. And in God's original plan, your children and your children's children are not addicts or alcoholics. In God's original plan, you are blessed. You are blessed. You have to give Jesus access to your dirt before he grants you access to your destiny. It's not about where you are in life. It's about who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are in Christ, you will never be held back by where you are in life. Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He said, go wash yourself. He couldn't see Jesus, but he could hear his voice. Go wash yourself. And there came a season where this guy had to walk with his mess. So if you've never ever had to walk with your mess, this may not be for you, but for every single person who had the audacity to walk looking like this spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and the reason you walked is because you knew there was a miracle behind that mess. Who speaks into you is much more important than who speaks about you. He walked with his mess to get to the pool because a broken praise is still a praise. A wounded worshiper is still a worshiper. A tired believer is still a believer. And believe it or not, a prodigal son is still a son. We walk. And he got to the pool. Here, Ellie. Let's get here. Let's get here. He got there. It looked like a mess, but it's actually a miracle with mud on it. When your integrity is greater than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. And when your praise is louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. Here it is. We're done. 1 minute and 48 seconds to go, and we're done. Ready? I want Ellie to wash himself when I count to three. When I count to three, I want you to envision for a moment your city, your nation, your generation hearing the gospel. I want you to see for a moment and come in agreement and believe with me that this gospel will reach every single person you know. If you really believe that the mess, both personal and corporate, like that mess by faith through Christ, as we preach the good news of Christ crucified, resurrected, and coming back again. If you believe every single messy area in your life will become God's miracle. Every person in your community will become God's miracle. Every single school, every sphere of influence, everything. If you believe the mess will become a miracle when he washes himself, I want you to lift up your hands and just come in agreement. Every mess becomes a miracle. 1, 2, 3, Ellie, wash right now. I see nations.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.